Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say with regards to this very notion of Christ as the true shepherd. What comes to mind when we look at today, would we say we're making quite good sense with regards to Christ being the shepherd? Or have we gone on to capture the church? Have we gone on to capture the church? You hear, Malak, that at times it looks like people have captured the church because now they're the ones who are ascribed to as the supreme leaders, the supreme priests. You know, this is one of those things that come to mind. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And let's hear what you make of this. All right. Like I said, you know, my brothers and sisters, basically, who are, you know, sharing the word with us on this show, just to touch as many lives as possible. This is one thing that really I really, really appreciate about tonight. You know, most of them, it's ladies, almost all of them, it's ladies that I've asked to touch on this, to minister and to lead us into this, and really bringing across the notion of Christ as the true shepherd. Let's go to Pastor Ntivi Papa and let's hear what she says. Greetings to you.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Shalom, greetings.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. This is Ntivi Papa. And let me take this moment to greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm. Wow, what a beautiful topic to dive into this beautiful evening. Ruti took me back to our last week's topic when we said today's deception. Mm. And it made me realize that the reason why there is so much deception in the world today is because people don't have the relationship with Christ, the Messiah, who happens to be a true shepherd. But I'm glad that today we are reminded by the Holy Spirit that we need to know who this Jesus is in our lives. And I was reminded also of the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 to 28, which says, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." Yeah. Which means if you spend time with your shepherd, if you know the authentic voice of your shepherd as a child of God, then you will not be misled to listening to any strange voice, no matter or despite how loud that voice may be. Now, maybe let us start by explaining or defining what a shepherd is. According to my definition here, I said a shepherd is someone who guides, a shepherd is someone who protects, a shepherd is someone who provides for the sheep, which means just as sheep cannot survive without a shepherd, we too as children of God cannot thrive or survive without Christ. Now, according to my definition, you will realize that I mentioned 3 points that a shepherd does. And my first point is guiding or guidance. And then I said here, according to my notes, Jesus guides us. And I went to the book of Psalms 23, verse 2 to 3, which says, "He leads me beside still waters. He guides me along the right path," which means a shepherd always knows the safe paths that the sheep should take, which means Jesus knows the way we should go. I'm trying to say, for you to get somewhere in life, for you to survive in this journey of Christianity, you need to allow your shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to lead your footsteps, to order your footsteps. We cannot make it, Bazalwani, without Jesus guiding us as our true shepherd. My second point is, Jesus protects us. And I went to the book of Psalms 23, verse 4, that says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any evil, for you are with me, which means in danger, in fear, or any spiritual battle, we need to know that Jesus, our true shepherd, fights for us. A true shepherd will always protect and fight for his own sheep. Now, we need to be reminded that even this Jesus, he laid down his life for our safety at some point. Now, we need to be rest assured that if and when we have Jesus in our lives, then we have a true protection from him as our shepherd. Yeah. My last point here is Jesus provides for us. And I went to the book of Psalms 23, verse 1, which says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A sheep, or sheep rather, depend on the shepherd for food and water. Likewise, Christ meets our spiritual, our emotional, and our physical needs as his flock. But Zalwane, I'm trying to say, if you want to survive, if you want to make it in life, if you want peace of mind, you need to know and acknowledge the presence of Jesus as the true shepherd in your life. For you to make it after the divorce, a messy divorce that you went through, for you to be able to be sane even when your daughter or your son is giving you a headache, for you to be able to withstand unemployment at the moment right now, you need to know and depend on the true shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. And remember the word of God when it says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not be in want. We are in a deep predicament these days because we have left the shepherd behind, or we just ignore the presence of the shepherd in our lives. And tonight, this very evening, I am here to remind someone to go back to the basics and remember and acknowledge Jesus as a true shepherd, so that you will not be misled by the noise of this world, so that you will not be misled by the standards of this world. For you not to be conformed to the standards of this world, you will need to know that Jesus is our true and reliable shepherd. Shalom, Church of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ntibi Papa there. Wow.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Ai bula ya ole re ka go pula na kampi ya ole mula ke advert ya batwela. You can't do that. Mula, of all people, you are the one actually who should know better. You know, you don't comment on adverts. Au mula arabeka go pula na kampi yo.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 a.m. Thank you to Pastor Ntibi Papa. And I said, man, it's ladies only. And let's listen to Kwasi Nontlantla. She has a busy schedule, but she was able to squeeze us in her tight schedule. And this is how it went on. Greetings to you, my sister and family.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. And good evening to everybody. Today's topic, Jesus Christ, the true shepherd. I'd like to read from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 2 to 6. And it reads, "And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So he spoke this parable, saying to them, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Qualities of a shepherd, Pastor Ray, dedication, compassionate, tenderness, selflessness, knowledge, and understanding. A shepherd leads by example. A shepherd is courageous and brave. A shepherd is patient and gentle. A shepherd is responsible and trustworthy. A shepherd is humble. One of the most well-known truths about sheep is that they cannot take care of themselves. Sheep are not strong. They are not fast, they're not able to defend themselves, and without a shepherd, they easily wander into danger. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6 says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us turned to our own way." The verse compares people to sheep, reminding us that without God's guidance, we can easily lose our way. We easily go astray. We easily want things from people, from sources that are not of God, and we find ourselves lost and forgetting who we are in Christ, who we are in the shepherd, his sheep. Psalms 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd," declares that I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yet we keep wanting from sources, we keep wanting from people, we keep wanting. We are arrogant, we are untrustworthy. We cannot be responsible and trusted with that which God gives us. We are not gentle, we are not patient, and we are not brave enough to face up to what we have done and going to him, asking for forgiveness, and knowing that with him being our father, our source, our shepherd, he will provide. We find ourselves in situations, Pastor Ray, which we cannot get ourselves out of because of the decisions we've made, because we have forgotten who we are in him. And God is our shepherd, as he says in Psalms 23, verse 1. And we need to acknowledge him as the shepherd. We need to acknowledge him that he promised that we shall not want for as long as he's the shepherd. We shall not want for as long as we are his sheep. And the Bible also declares that his sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them and they follow me. I will give them eternal life and they shall never perish. John chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. This verse gives believers great comfort. It gives, excuse me, Jesus knows his followers personally. He knows us each by our name, hence the lost sheep. Hence the parable of the lost sheep. When he went, he left the 99 and went and found the one. Because he knows us and knows his his people. He knows his children. He knows his sheep. And we need to recognize his voice, because there are many voices out there, and we may think they're from God, yet they are not. So, Pastor Ray, in closing, I'd like to say, let us remember the book of Psalms 23, verse 1, when he says, "I shall not want, because the Lord shepherds me to all that I need, all that I want. He shepherds me to my peace. The Lord shepherds me to humility. The Lord is responsible for my life." Thank you for this opportunity. Blessed evening, Bafundisi. Blessed evening, Pastor Ray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Nontlantla. I really appreciate it. Thank you for making time. I know that you are busy. Thank you so much. I appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. I'm talking to Baruch Yah in Cape Town, and we are touching base on the issue of the Shepherd Hamashiach, you know, Yahushai. What does it mean when we say he's the true shepherd? And today, what has become the attitude?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. I'm talking to Baruch Yah in Cape Town, man. And of course, we are touching base. This, the issue here is the issue of Christ as the true shepherd, the Hamashiach as the true shepherd. Let's hear what you say about this. 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. Now, Malak, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Jeremiah 31:10. It says, hear the word of the Elohim, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he who scattered Yasharal will gather him and keep him as the shepherd does his flock. This is the one who will gather us, the true shepherd. He will gather us, and he's gathering us. I don't know if people are aware of that. He is a true shepherd. We see that he is gathering us according to the word of prophecy. We were scattered because of disobedience, and he's gathering us. Malak, do you get my grip?
I do. First of all, I can look at Muruti Ndivi Papa from God Extension 12 for the Poso Kokahiso, home girl.
So it's the awakening.
And that is part of that prophecy coming true, according to Jeremiah 31:10, to say that we were scattered and we are being gathered together. We didn't know the true name. Now the true name is starting to sprout from onto all the continents. People are starting to know the true name. People are starting to walk or to understand that this walk requires dedication and obedience. Because at times to us, it was just as long as it's fine, you know. But now we start to understand that it is important for us to walk by the commandments, to learn the commandments of our Yahuwah, and to walk by them. So, hence, I can say we are being gathered. So we meet each other on social media from various countries. We become friends. We share scriptures. We discuss, you know, with us WhatsApp groups and all that. And we are all brought by this truth to show that now the words of prophecy according to Jeremiah 31:10 have brought us together. Hence, you know, it's part of that. Now, we also have to know and to understand that when we look at who and what Yahushua models, is that there are those that are false. There are amongst the Ezekiel 34:10, there are those that are leading people astray. Abba Yahuwah says, "Behold, I am against the shepherd, and I will inquire my flock at their hands, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall this shepherd feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and they shall not be in need of them." So we can be able to see, to say, Kiba, they either the leader, Kiba, they either the bishop, banali, you know, those titles. But are they working according to the way of truth? Nah. No, because they do not model the main one who we speak about. I mean, when we speak of Yahusha being the shepherd, we can expand it also at looking at him being the master of Shabbat. To say, when he is the master of Shabbat, to say, what is it that Shabbat is supposed to bring to men? So, him being the master of Shabbat, being the good shepherd, it means there are things that are being cut off. There are things that are being removed. We are being cleansed. We are being separated. We are in the process of infiltration or purification. So which means when we abide in him, the difference between darkness and light, the difference between a good and evil, or the difference between what is sin, and therefore that's the process that is able to allow us to be joined, to be bonded together, to be restored. That is why at the end, now the marriage of the Lamb, because we would have walked according to Tila. When we also look at the scripture, let's say Hebrew chapter number 7. Chapter number 7 in Hebrew, it speaks of the order of Malak Sadat, Malak Sadat, king, and Sadat being righteousness. So he becomes the king of righteousness. Now, what is this order about? This order, it says, it is without father, without mother, without genealogy. So it is the word of Abba Yahuwah that is eternal. Yes? So it is now the work of obedience to go according to the Torah. So we can see that being a shepherd, we are being led to walk into the Darak, the way that is of truth, that leads us to everlasting life. Yes. So now, and that is the call that we do as a nation or as the people of this world to come to say, now, there is something new that is happening. Abba Yahuwah has seen these returns to his people, and he's fashioning them, and he's driving them in the way in which they should walk, so that when judgment comes on the earth, that we are found to be on the clean or the good side, so that we can enter his everlasting reign.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Malak. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir. All right, let's listen to Mashadi Mutobi, and she's one of the guests I had invited also. Remember, it's six of them, and this is the last one, Mashadi Mutobi. Thank you so much, Mashadi. I really appreciate that you were able to find time to grace us even tonight.
Pastor Ray, we often read and quote the gospel according to John chapter 10 verse 10 and hardly ever read verse 11. Allow me just for a few seconds to read from verse 11 to verse 18. And verse 11 reads, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep."
Yeah.
In other words, it's not an it.
Mm-mm.
The good shepherd is in the form that we can relate to and this form gives his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
Verse 12. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees.
Mm.
And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them.
Mm.
We also know that the shepherd owns the sheep. As the owner, he would protect the sheep by all means, no matter the cost, even if it includes his life. Now, verse 13. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Anyone who sees himself in a position or a job of having to preach, prophesy, teach, or whatever that needs to happen in a church or at the gathering of believers and expects a salary, that is a hireling.
Mm.
And one whom we choose to give an offering to because we should not muzzle an ox while it's treading the wheat, we should give the offering accordingly. Verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own.
Mm.
I love the verse that says, the version that says, my sheep hear my voice. In fact, I think it's another book. My sheep hear my voice and they will not follow another. Verse 15. As the Father knows me, meaning the shepherd is known by the Father,
mm.
even so I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Mm.
And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Then you'll understand what Paul meant when he said there are those who are outside who ought to be grafted in. Verse 17, therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. Here's the key. The shepherd lays his life down, and the shepherd is able to take his life back again.
Yeah.
None of us in human form are able to lay our lives down for anyone and take it back again.
Mm.
1 John 3:16, I'll repeat. 1 John 3:16 says, we ought to lay our lives down for one another. In fact, carry each other's burdens. It is explained. Carry each other's burdens and help one another. But here's a shepherd who does not need our help, who does not need our support, who does not need to go on a marketing expedition. He does it himself. He lays his life down and can take it. Again, none of us, I repeat, is able to do so. Verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. In other words, no one can take it from me. No one can claim that they took my life. I choose to be a sacrifice, and therefore, because I have the power, it continues to say, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. None of us is able to do so. And finally, this command I have received from my Father. The Hamashia is the only gate. He is the only shepherd. In fact, he calls himself the good shepherd. Mm-hmm. He's the same one who presents the good Samaritan to us. In the book of the Gospel, according to Luke, the priests walked past the wounded man. The Levites who received tithes walked past. In fact, the priests received the tenth of a tithe. The Levites who received the tithe still passed. But the Good Samaritan helped. So, in other words, you may be in a particular space. You may be attacked by the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Moabites, the Canaanites, the Philistines, the Amalekites, or Anak, for that matter, and many others. And if you were to look or consider the spiritual meaning of every tribe that I've mentioned here, in a metaphysical sense, it is mind-blowing. So in as much as they can disguise as angels of light, can we just talk about the light of the world, who is the only shepherd? No man can take his place. No man of any position on earth can take his place or act like him or present a particular physical appearance of sorts to mimic him in any way whatsoever. It is not possible. The Messiah, the Hamashiach, who uses the metaphor of a good Samaritan, still rescues today, still puts on bandages and wounds of many of us out there. He takes care of us, and behold, he promises to cover any future costs or future expenses. The light of the world is able to do that. He still does, even today. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man is like him. How do I know? Hebrews 10 says, verse 11, and every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of Yahuwah. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. Hallelujah! For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
Yeah.
He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. One offering, once and for all. The Hamashiach is the gate and the good shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way. Hallelujah!
Tuda Rabah. Shalom, shalom. And of course, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mashadi there. Please note, we will be with Mashadi this Sabbath, this Saturday, at Peniel Ministries in Tembisa. Peniel Ministries in Tembisa. It's happening from 10 o'clock. So we will be there. And the apostolic voices will be talking there. Right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Spreading the gospel through the airwaves. Radio Pulpit.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray Likai. Hello.
Reteng Likai, Mewaka.
Reatunga, Pastor Ray. Bulela li hivai ko tema ko spring.
Dumela.
Hey. Hey, how bulela ka shepherd? Ele morena Jesu inhliziyo yami iyajabula the way ngimbone ngakhona empilweni yami ulimozalwane and then shepherd yakho he orders your steps and he directs your path from Pastorei. Pastor Ray. And I wish I were a baruti, the pastors, Or the pastors get involved. I see the shepherds. I see the good shepherds. Baba, we are a pastor.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kauta, kauta late. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Baba, we are the good shepherds. I'm from Fuzan, which is a banya pastor. God who has pride. I know Jesus was humble. Yeah, bon. And then upasta umuntu ufanele apastarise but ulele phezulu and inhliziyo yami babuhlungu ngoba bambule and then aphani wena ma upasta or njengoufundisa ashiye imali zabo gogo uyenza ama-one on one ubiza ama-1,500 pastare ibuhlungu le nto yokuthi abophasta abaningi abayifuzanga shepherd.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit umsakade wethu indzaba zokuthokothisayo. UJehova ungumeluse wami, ungiholele emadlelweni aluhlaza. Manje-ke mfundi encwadini kamahubo 23. Manje-ke mfundisi, umdinga lehlupha abelusi amadlelo, noma yona linkinga lehlupha izimvu, amadlelo. Manje lokho akungabe namadlelo kahle eloku kufike kuhluphe umelusi. Umelusi abe sewubulawa indlala manje. Umbono umelusi athetha kakhulu athukuthela athi hayi ntazitsika leswa ntirho leswi. Ngokuba laphana umaya ufuna ibisi lapha litholakale laphaya. Ngenxa yokuthi manje amadlelo asuka angabi kahle. Nako futhi manje sibuye ebusikeni. Ezindaweni eziningi manje amadlelo abulawa ubusika makhaza. Manje-ke uJehova ungumelusi kodwa-ke yena uma uyena osiholela emadlelo usiholwa wuye mfundisi. Uye lo osiholela emadlelweni mfundisi. Siholwa wuye uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu mfundisi. Ngoba uyawazi amadlelo la akhona khona. Uyazi la ukuthi uma imvu yami iyodlala izodlala izophila kamnandi. Akululusele lapho mfundisi. Ngangihlupheka ngaletha kane ngale mfundisi ngale. Amagarden wangale uyakayiwani ngenyanga noma ebhadala umlungu wakhona ngaletha kane. Angithi ngiyakayiwani ngenyanga ngiphinde ngiye le nyanga ezayo. Kusuke singabonakali kahle. Manje-ke wangiholela ngapha eBenoni. Ngapha ngathola amadlelo aluhlaza mfundisi. Ngokolo uye kuzala. Ngathola amadlelo aluhlaza. Uyabona ke mfundisi. La kutheni asithole la madlelo la kufike ukuthatha enye nesikhathi. Ukuthi sibe namadlelo ukuthatha enye nesikhathi nyana mfundisi. Kufuna nje ubekezele. Khani mabu pastor.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Christ is making from outset a distinction, a disclaimer there that he is a true shepherd. It means there are many shepherds.
Yeah,
we've seen them around here.
Yeah,
who mislead the sheep over the cliff, who mislead the animals, whoever they are leading over the cliff or to slaughter.
Mm.
And then he's a true one, and then he qualifies it. He says, because I lay down my life for my sheep, for my flock, now, today, you have so many so-called shepherds. They love that title, but it comes with a price, because for you to claim that you are a shepherd, you need to lay down your life for your flock. So most of them, they are not prepared to do that. Most of them, they've never been nailed to the cross so that they can lay their life for their sheep. Mm. Yeah. And this shepherd that Christ is talking about, he's not a shepherd of cattle, not a shepherd of kangaroos, a shepherd of lions, a shepherd of goats. Mm. He is the shepherd of sheep. Mm. Why? Because he said, my sheep will hear my voice. He's always talking about the sheep. He's a lamb. He identifies himself where he's coming from. He's either a lion, a king, authority, a position of authority, or a lamb, a position of being innocent and holy and pure and even. So he is talking about a shepherd of the sheep, not the goat, because the sheep are special. How? They have to have a shepherd. They don't do things on their own. Otherwise, without a shepherd, they get lost. They would rather go hungry.
Mm.
And then the biblical shepherd is not unlike today's shepherd who shepherds the animals right at the back. The biblical shepherd was leading from the front, and the cattle will follow him. He will point and they will eat there. He will point, there's the water, they will go there. That's how shepherdist Yeshua was. Today's shepherds, they're leading from the back. They lead the animals, the people in front, they are the back. And then when people fall, they cry. They don't go out to help them. Today's shepherd, when you're sick, they don't come to visit you to ask you, why was or something. They used to do that, but not today. Something. They don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, oh, Christ is distinct, is special, because he puts his claim that he's able to lay his life. And there's no one so far, the founders of the church, the apostle, the prophets, the pope, the seer, the imboni, all of them, when death comes, they run. Yeah. When they are sheep,
hirelings,
the goats go astray, they run.
Mm.
And then the sheep belongs to Christ. Only the sheep. The goats have no shepherd. You can see them on the streets. Elokshin, Alexander, my township, too. They go without a leader, a shepherd. They are on their own. Zilda, my pampas, zilda, anything. Like peluchani. They climb the tree. When the leaves are finished, they eat. Restrictive, they take anything. But the sheep, which are being shepherded by Yeshua, they eat holy things. It grass without the rather die. So it goes that we must eat the word that is written in the scripture. Not things as in Zabandu, like the pigs eating everything, anything goes. We must be distinct. To be led and be shepherded. So Christ is still the true only shepherd because of special thing that he did. He laid his life for all of us. And not just laying it, his blood was pure, innocent. He had no sin. So to be a shepherd today, the same question that Yeshua asked Peter, do you love me three times? Three times Peter answered, he didn't know who Christ was having a punchline. He asked him, he told him, take care of my sheep. I don't want them to go without a shepherd. He must lead from the front, and he did. Thank you, Brother Ray, listeners, all the best. Hallelujah, glory to the Most High.
Glory to the Most High. Thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Tune in to Hope and Inspiration on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right. Pastor Philip Masango says, Ngenko, Jesus Christ, the incredible shepherd, their flock, but Jesus Christ's flock follow him. And then he says, it follows him in his footsteps. Reason being, it's very important to walk in his footsteps. If you are sick, you will be healed. If someone sets traps for you, Jesus Christ's footsteps closes those graves for us. All born again children of God, hold on to your faith. Please don't allow anything or anyone to separate you from your faith. Pastor Masango there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Malak, let me bring this to you then. The shepherd we saw there, he lays down his life. John 10, verses 2. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And then in verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And then Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20 says, now may the Elohim of peace, who brought us up, who brought up our Elohim Yahushai from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now, why am I reading this? It's because the shepherd has an everlasting covenant with us. He doesn't resign saying, I'm tired. What do I have in here? Malak.
Shalom, Rabba. Ahi, he is truly the great shepherd. And he's willing and he has died for us so that we can find everlasting life. So as we say, he comes to model. He comes to show us the way. We are being called. We've been directed. Now, when we look at the book of Hebrews, or what Hebrews mean, it is normally highly 31 January. It's 31 December, 31 January. People go to churches, fill up stadiums and all that, and then buy a crossover. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So now, when that way, by Hebrew, it is called Isaiah, it means to cross over. So everything is modeled to say, for us to get to it.
I've lost him. I seem to have lost Malak, and I'm not supposed to lose him. Let me do this as we conclude. Let me just get hold of him.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Malak, welcome back, man. Hey. Somehow I lost you there. Right, you were going on with it. Time has really gone. Take it over, sir.
Then there is this crossover that has got to happen. So Yahusha knows the way. That's why he says he's the way, right? So he is to help us, to get us to the other side, so that design the new Yerushalayim. So it is upon every teacher, it is upon all the teachers, prophets, pastors, bishops, to direct back, to say, how was that when I was cooking? Kehula tella, because the word became flesh and it came to show us this direction, to guide us, to fashion us. And it says the word delivers. So we have him who comes as a deliverer, who wants for it. So that is why he came to give eternal life, and that whomever that believes in him shall not perish. So that is what makes him the great shepherd. And he will ensure that each and everyone who has been obedient, who has been true to him, that none of them are left behind. So that's the duty of the shepherd. Hence it says, the scripture says, even if he will leave the 99 and go and look for that one that is lost and bring it back into the fold. Because these are the sheep that have been loyal and obedient in hearing his voice. So constantly the word will remind us. But we know the truth. If who comes and corrects us and brings us back to life. So it shows the love that Abba Yahuwah has, that he sends his begotten son, whom he comes to say, here is the one who is going to shepherd you, who knows the way, the second Adam, because the first Adam, but this one knows, and he's going to fight for us. And then everything now is going to be well for us. But it requires dedication. It requires obedience. It requires us to search and to seek for the truth. We must desire the way of Abba Yahuwah with our own. Shalom.
All right, in just a minute, Now, 1 Peter says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade. This chief shepherd is also the judge, the true chief shepherd, and I think we should conclude by that. He's also the judge who will reward us for what we have done here on earth. He will return, and this is important, Malak.
It is true, my husband, because why? We've been told that the people that know is your crown. Hari Ka'abuwa, remember, we're going to be judged according to our deeds. So as much as we cannot say so every time because when he comes, it is when judgment is going to happen, because it is the end now. So there won't be any time ever, every children know, we get another chance in the next life. So it is for us now to do what is required, to work in obedience, so that we can find this everlasting life. And him being the judge, he comes to judge, to destroy that which was obedient unto him. He speaks of the tree, to say, the branch, to say, if the branch does not bear fruit, he cuts it. So and he puts it into the fire. So that's basically what he shows that he's coming to do. So we have to be upright. We have to make sure that we attach to the vine in order for us to bear fruit. Shalom.
Shalom, Malak. Shalom. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time. Pass our regards at home, Malak.
Thank you so much to you and to your family, to Professor Wilson Desi in absentia, and to the whole of Radio Pulpit family. I love and appreciate you so much. Until we meet again, Yahweh willingly, next Tuesday. Shalom!
Because I've been hearing quite a lot of complaints that Men's Dialogue is a program for particular men's ministries and stuff. No, it is a program for every man, regardless of where you go to church or what men's organization you are at. This is your program. It does not belong to a group of people who go by a particular name. No, it is a program that also belongs to every man. So don't be sidelined, and also don't be in despair and misconceptions. When we started Men's Dialogue many, many years ago, it was a platform to really unite and speak with a variety of men's ministries for the purpose of uplifting our men. And this is what is taking place. Coming up next, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.